Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a double shot for us because we had bonus Hauser yesterday. Now we got Hauser today. Plus, it's a double shot because Tom was on the morning show. Again, you know, well-dressed. Do you just kind of decide, since you live near South Dakota, there's no reason for you to go back home, so just come dressed for success here at WCC?
And Chad, you know very well, I live in West Dakota.
That's true. Are you with me? I've been saying for a while, we just need one Dakota. We don't need North Dakota and South Dakota. Just Dakota is fine.
They think what a powerhouse they could be if they were just one state.
Yeah, one state. Here's another thing, another point of mine I've not talked to you about. We have too many states northeast. Okay, too many states. Massachusetts, Connecticut, that's it. Vermont can blend in, Rhode Island can blend in, Maine can blend in.
They could make those. They could make it one big state, and those could each be counties.
Yeah, that,
I live in Rhode Island County. I live in Maine County. Yeah. I live in,
come on. I mean, Rhode Island. We don't need Rhode Island as a state, do we? I mean, Maine as, I mean, and I know they're beautiful areas. I'm not calling for their, you know, cutting the cord and letting them drift out into the Atlantic. I just don't think they need to be states.
That may be what happens next in this federal government shutdown, because the president has already started cutting billions of dollars in funding to states that voted for Kamala Harris.
Yes.
In 2024.
He cut off today, I think it's been lost because of the government shutdown, $18 billion in infrastructure to the state of New York. His birthplace, his home state, $18 billion. The cheap shot is, I'm waiting for it. I didn't realize Tim Walz was in charge, since $18 billion left here pretty quick too.
I'm amazed that Minnesota has not been in the president's crosshairs yet when it comes to sending in the National Guard or these types of things. But trust me, it's coming.
It is coming.
It is coming.
I also think let's just stay with the government shutdown this segment. Then second segment, we'll talk more. Local. I think this one's going to last for a long time. Do you?
It certainly has all the earmarks, because we just talked to Senator Tina Smith, and she says they're not planning to back down. This is their line in the sand on trying to bring down or bring back those health care subsidies that are going to lapse at the end of the year. And this is their one chance to do it. It's the one chance where they have some leverage, because Republican Senate needs 60 votes, in case people are wondering. Republicans control everything, so why is there an impasse? It's because, unlike in the House, where just a simple majority works, in the Senate, you need 60 votes to pass this continuing resolution, and they're about 5 votes short. They've gotten 3 Democrats to go that direction, but they're 5 short, and Democrats claim they're going to hang together. We'll see. The early days of these federal government shutdowns, you know, you and I drive down the street and the stoplights work, the mail's still being delivered,
right.
Social Security checks for people your age still showing up.
Thank
and
you.
So that was a very subtle, very quick shot.
Thank you.
And so all so people go, oh, what's the big deal? But eventually, you know, you guys start getting people furloughed or fired who might be your neighbors who work for the federal government, or TSA agents might start calling in sick and slowing down your travel. It takes things like that to really start getting the attention of people.
Does it pass the Hauser intellectual accuracy test when the Republicans are saying the Democrats are holding this up because they want illegal immigrants to get health care, when the federal law does lay out very clearly that illegal immigrants are not entitled to help from Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera?
No, it does not entirely pass the smell test. And I tried to get to that point with the House Majority Whip Tom Emmer yesterday, who said until we change the rules where now you've got to, there has to be more diligent verification of people's immigration status, he said people, even if it was illegally, were getting access to federal health benefits. But to say that it was a mass number of people costing us billions and billions, I don't believe is true. I have not found evidence of that.
Well, and this also goes back, and this is part of a vote the late Melissa Hortman offered up on the debate of, are we going to cover it on hospital visits in the state, right, for illegal immigrants? Because in the end, we still were going to pay for it. You know, you're not allowed to turn down care at hospitals. And it just, in the end, who was going to end up paying for it? Some of it is legitimate cost cutting, and some of it is also symbolism and carrying on what has allowed the president to be the president twice, his strong stance against illegal immigration.
Yeah, and remember, the states can provide health benefits to illegal immigrants if they choose to do so. They can't do it with federal money.
Yes.
If they want to use state money, they can do it. But if somebody who's undocumented and as you say, has a medical emergency and they show up at a hospital, there is a state law in Minnesota that says you must provide them care.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference. States can do this,
right,
if a state
their own money
to,
yep.
But with state money, you can't take, you know, $500 million from the federal government, turn around and give it to undocumented people to help pay for their health care. So it is, but there's so many talking points on this issue.
Right.
And as always, nobody knows what to believe. Although when we try to report over and over again that the federal law says that you cannot provide, you know, health care benefits to undocumented immigrants, you know, people don't listen to us anymore
because
President Trump has everybody believing it's all fake news. No matter how much fact-based it is, we're all fake news.
Well, and we were talking about it at the start. This does give the President of the United States, obviously right now Donald Trump, greater leeway where the Russ Voights of the world who've wanted to dramatically cut the size of government and cut the funding. This is why Schumer went along with it earlier in the year. He was afraid of what Trump might do. But also, let's just be honest on Chuck Schumer. He's looking at his next election and he's staring at AOC, who for the left wing of the Democratic Party is very popular. He looks at New York, Imam Dhani, and how he just flat out is going to be the next governor, next mayor, excuse me, of New York. And Schumer is very wary of losing the left. And that's part of the reason why he's willing to say, nope, we're not going to vote for this continuing resolution, because part of what he's thinking about is the next election when he doesn't want to step down and say, it's been a good run, I'm walking away.
Well, and it's amazing to me how both the right and the left kowtow to the extreme right and the extreme left.
100%.
When that is not where the majority of Americans or even a majority of Minnesotans are. And it is remarkable, because if people think that Mondami and AOC are the future of the Democratic Party nationally, well, Republicans are wringing their hands in delight at the prospect of that. And so what the strategy is here on both sides remains to be seen, but now, or ultimately, but you do know that the next shoe to drop is going to be the president saying, okay, we're not furloughing workers, we're outright firing them.
That's going to happen.
And when they start doing that, that's going to put even more pressure on Democrats. So they have some levers in the U.S. Senate. The president has a lot of levers by determining who's essential, non-essential, mm-hmm. who's furloughed, who's fired. And so this is going to get interesting. Don't let the first couple of days of, well, I don't really notice anything happening, fool you. Mm-hmm. If this stretches on for weeks, you're going to notice.
This is our guy, Hauser, best in the business. He'll be on Channel 5 tonight. We'll come back. Excuse me. We'll talk about the latest on a special session, including our conversation with Harrah Niska, and then a rumor I was told, Dave Harrigan, by a very informed source, that when Mike Lindell announces that he's running for governor, that his press secretary is going to be Tom Hauser.
Wow.
You know, so I want to congratulate Tom on that. We'll provide that congratulations to Tom when we return.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, Dave and I both have received sourcing on this, that when Mike Lindell jumps into the gubernatorial race, that Tom Hauser's going to end his four-decade career in politics, and he will become Mike Lindell's press secretary. Would you like to confirm that right here on WCCO Radio?
Well, absolutely not, because the rumor that I had started myself was that I would be his running mate. But now you're telling me best I can do is his press secretary. I thought I was more running mate material.
No.
You know, heartbeat away
type
of guy.
Come on.
Apparently not.
No, Dave, did you think that?
I told you that's what I had been hearing. That was the rumor. I didn't know Tom had started it himself, but...
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Fake news, people.
Yeah, completely fake news. Okay, so let's just talk Lindell. He's delusional. It's been an awful stretch for him, losing court case after court case, bankruptcies, MyPillow, which for a long time was just flourishing. It is struggling financially. Do you think he's actually going to get into the race?
I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. And it wouldn't even surprise me if somehow he gets the endorsement. You know, right?
Okay, I'll take action on that one. Wherever you want to go, let's bet dinner and a couple cocktails on that one.
But you just got to remember, you know, who it is that runs these endorsing conventions.
Yep.
It's more the fringes of either the Democratic or Republican parties than it is the mainstream or the moderate wing of the party. So, I mean, and especially if Donald Trump were to come in and endorse him, I mean, that's all. Then the endorsement becomes a coronation. But Republicans have their best chance in 20 years to win
for sure
a statewide race, and it all is going to come down to who do they endorse for the general election for both the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race.
Is anyone else of prominence going to enter the Senate race, or is Royce White going to win again like he did when he opposed Amy Klobuchar a couple of years ago?
You know, I don't know. It is still, you know, under the old standards, it is still very early, you know, in the process. And so in terms of by prominence, you mean somebody of with great name recognition, right?
Yeah. Well, how about this? Somebody who can actually win the race.
Well, you know, it's a Republican can win the race, but it's going to take funding, which we know the state Republican Party does not have a lot of.
Right.
And it's going to need a candidate with a proven ability to raise a lot of money, you know, to win a U.S. Senate race. You know, if especially for an open seat, it can cost over $10 million, $15 million.
Yep.
And I don't know who we have that has that kind of proven ability.
Well, I mean, as you know, Tim Pawlenty for the first time confirmed that D.C. insiders have approached him over and over again asking him to get in, and he said it's just not his party anymore. And also, he basically admitted, Dave, you'll confirm, he expects it to be Angie Craig. And he said it's one race against Angie Craig. It's another race against Peggy Flanagan.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and the governor had told you, too, I mean, he's not a fit for the current Republican Mm-mm. Party. And that's why, I mean, believe it or not, Mike Lindell might be a better fit for the current Republican Party than, I mean, in terms of the people who run the convention.
Yeah, the nomination, yes. The endorsement, yes. Winning,
and, you know,
no.
And there's a candidate like Tom Weiler is running. I don't know if you've talked to him before.
I have.
Military
yep.
mm-hmm. veteran. Be a good candidate, a solid candidate, but he doesn't have great name recognition. He's not held office before. He'd have to spend a lot of time introducing himself. In fact, I'm going to have him on at issue sometime, I think, in October. And so there are, you know, people like that who are good possibilities for the Republicans. But will they choose someone like that? I don't know. I mean, Mike Lindell, mock him at will, but he's a bright, shiny object, and his name recognition is pretty much off the charts.
When we had Harry Niska on, I asked him at the end do you want Lisa Damoth to enter the race? And if you thought he was evasive before, another answer is he was incredibly evasive on that. The last time I had her on, would you say, Dave, was that like 2 weeks ago or so? I tried right around there, maybe a little bit longer. I tried four different ways and getting her to confirm. Other politicos I talked to, and we have not talked about this off air, other politicos I talked to think she's going to get in the race. Do you have any feel at this point?
You know, I really don't. And before we go too far in that, I want to mention Republican side in the Senate. Adam Schwarzy is also running, another military veteran.
Right.
Those guys kind of fit that mold of Republican candidates, at least they did in the past. But again, I don't know what is going to happen here in the future. Lisa Damoth, in terms of the governor's race you're talking about, right?
Yes.
She would, you know, have pretty good name recognition, even though she's still relatively new in the House, but
fair.
She's risen very rapidly to, you know, Speaker of the House, and I think would have a good shot at getting the endorsement. But I have not heard independently that is something that she is considering. She has a pretty good gig right now, at least, you know, until the next election as Speaker of the House. Even though it's technically a tied House, I think she'd really like to get the majority and you know, be able to do a little bit more with that. But I have not heard independently that she is seriously considering it. Doesn't mean she's not. I just haven't heard it.
Last thing on the government shutdown, we had the majority leader on, Harry Niska, and he called the governor's announcement a stunt number of times, poo-pooed the idea of a need of a special session on some of the ideas regarding red flag laws and ghost guns, said, yes, worth exploring, but not certain if they need to be explored in October. I have felt all along there was not going to be a special session. Where do you think we're headed right now after what the governor and the DFL offered up with basically just demands yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, a list of nine things that he said, and his quote was, the special session must be confined to final passage of all of the following policies and appropriations. And then he's talking about assault type weapons ban, binary trigger ban, eliminating ghost gun loopholes. I mean, very specific things with no bill language to go with it. And because you can ban certain types of assault weapons, but you need to define them. You can't just say, yeah, just do this. I mean, there has to be a definition. So of the nine things that he suggested, only one of them actually had a bill number assigned to it, meaning there's actually been language written. So I have said all along I was doubtful that there would be a special session, although the governor said on more than one occasion he would call one even without pre-agreement. I think he may have painted himself into that corner.
Yeah.
So I think he may still do it and then blame the Republicans if they meet and do nothing. And so I'd say right now, at best, it's 50-50 that there is a special session, and even worse odds that they'll actually get a vote on an assault weapons ban.
Susie Jones is here. Tomorrow is 29 years of Susie at WCCO Radio, so she's going to join us next segment. I know you've been gunning for a job for a long time. Would you like to admit this to Susie right now as she's in studio listening to you?
Do you know that Susie and I used to be co-workers here at Five Eyewitness News?
I thought you were going to say dated.
No. Jeez.
Well, did you think that was
very controversial?
He's got good teeth.
Yeah. And money.
He does have good teeth.
And a good 401k, I bet, too. Okay, when was this? When were you co-workers?
Susie, when were you here?
It was yours? So Dave and I moved back to Minneapolis from Madison, Wisconsin in 1995. So it was early 96 that he was actually working at Channel 5, and I was just doing some fill-in weekend stuff. The kids were real little.
Yeah.
And so I spent weekends at Channel 5 just covering whatever it was they needed me to do on weekends as a freelancer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I kind of came over here around that same time. all freelance though in the early days.
What kind of? I just kind of follow Susie around.
That's it.
We're both here.
I mean, stalking here. What kind of temper tantrum, Susie, that was Tom having at that point? His temper is volcanic, as we all know.
He's sort of royalty over there. He's like a Kennedy.
Yeah.
So people don't really talk to him. They just sort of get out of his way because they realize he's a marathoner and la-dee-da.
Yeah.
You know,
goes out 9 days a week, too.
I don't know. Tom, are you running on Sunday or no?
I am running the 10-miler, and it's going to be hot.
Quitter. That doesn't count. Get out of here.
Didn't you just run the Australia? I forget where
Resting on his laurels.
That was 1 month ago today. I ran the Sydney Marathon.
Wonderful. My son Ben is running the whole thing. So.
Oh, is he? Well, good for him.
Well, that counts. That be this Tom thing doesn't count.
Mine doesn't count compared to what Ben is. I remember when. How old is Ben now?
31. Yeah, Ben was a baby.
Susie and I are going to take over here for a little bit.
Honestly, should Dave and I leave? Or?
Ben is 31, and he's a dad. We have a new grandbaby in our house. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the same age as my son.
Is Facebook broken out here on the radio? I mean, what's going on?
Did you hear some interference? Is that
I do. I do. I feel like you and I are having a
really special
moment.
Just hang up on the guy who's
29 years.
Thank you.
Congratulations on 29 years.
You know what? And congratulations to you. I saw some of your
25 years.
25 years of that issue, but I've been here as of a few days ago, 33 years.
33, holy cow. All right, Chad's walking away, so maybe we should take a break.
We have finally, the listeners finally get a break.
Oh, dear.
A much-deserved break.
It's actually time for traffic and weather right now, so I hate to do that to you.
Hit the button, Dave.
Good to talk to you.
I'll be in for Vanita tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool.
Okay, hit the button just when he's talking right now.
See you, Chad.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry. I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gay Jones.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Jones.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gay Jones.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Jones. It's time for Susie Jones.
Woo!
If I can hyphen a word, it's unpredictably fun.
Aww.
That's what I would say. You're unpredictable, and you're fun. You are.
Thank you.
You are. Okay. 651-461-9226. Your one word to describe Susie. The closest you came to leaving.
Oh, man.
WCCO Radio during your soon-to-be 29 years was...
Bob Schomper and Daphne Adato. I have no problem saying it on the air.
Yeah.
If I saw them today on the sidewalk, I might have the courage to actually say that they were so mean to me.
They both
didn't
care for you.
And they critiqued
you to the point where I and others talked to you because I felt like they were just, they wanted to go over every single word you said.
They also one time brought me in the office to tell me that I didn't breathe right. As I was delivering the news, I didn't breathe at the right time.
I've noticed that about you. Bad breathing. Bad breather.
Dave's word is bad hyphenated breathing.
Well, I mean, it's a strong exhale, but the inhale is just poorly placed.
I'm sorry. Bad. I've been working on it since they left. I still have nightmares about not breathing correctly.
Oh, my God.
No, they were
bad
terrible.
Bad breathing.
And they were screamers. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
She screamed at me. He screamed at me. They used profanity. I mean, I'm way into profanity, but not when someone's giving it to me.
I'll give you, you know, I've told the 80s story with Shomp and standing up to him, but Daphne. Okay, Daphne was who Bob brought in to be the news person.
26 news years old.
Right. And she was very confident. But just tone deaf is circumstance. So that's when Adam, before he backstabbed us and left us. And,
Right.
He exploded today and he left us.
Wow.
Yeah, he just was driving home and he just blew up. And so he's gone.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was it. That's Dave, do we need to say anything else about him?
No, that's good enough. Yeah, he's probably more than he deserves.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she, like, repeatedly, we'd be talking like we're talking now, and she'd come in off mic.
Loud.
Hey, Adam, have you finished that story yet?
And we're on the air.
Yeah.
Right, and I get it if there's, like, an emergency going on, there's a big story, you can just kind of signal, hey, you got to come. And Adam knew that, and I knew that, and that was part of my deal with Mick. Like, I would not start here. The reason why I started here months and months late is I said I'm not coming here unless I work with Carter. Two things. I'm only going to work with Carter because I love him. He's become such a great friend to me. I hadn't even heard him before. I hate to say it, but I just didn't listen to the station a ton.
Okay.
And I love telling them my father, too. I just love it. Did you hear me, Dave? No. 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 Barrera was great, though. I would tell. And then I wanted the sidekicks to talk. You know, and the producer, and against it, and there were people here who acted like it was just sacrilege. Oh, my God, they're not allowed to talk. It's just ridiculous. And I would say to Daphne 3-4 times, like, Daphne, I get it, but we're on the air. You just can't do that. And she's like, I'll just do whatever. And so one time she came in, and we were talking about something serious, and finally I tracked her down the hallway and yelled at her, just absolutely yelled at her. I'm like, you are so unprofessional. Let's walk up and talk to Mick right now. Let's go. And by the way, you're going to lose this argument. She went into labor the next day and had her baby.
What a cop out.
Yeah, exactly. But they were really, really tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were gunning for a lot of people. Let's
God. They wanted to change a little. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me, think of five people you have thoroughly enjoyed working with.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a lot of them are here.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say you and Dave.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Could you say me three more times?
Dave, and Dave.
Steve Murphy.
Steve Murphy. Let's just talk about Murphy.
100%.
One of the truest professionals I have met in the entirety of my life.
Yep.
Just treats people with dignity.
Cares deeply about news.
Cares deeply about the product. And with some of the buffoons who've been in management here, was willing to stand up and say, enough is enough. And if he covered a story, it was going to be thorough, it was going to be meticulous, and he was going to be balanced.
Yep.
Great human being.
Wonderful guy. Yep. Bruce Hagevik.
Great human. I miss Bruce a lot. I knew of Bruce when I came here, but just getting to know Bruce and his sense of humor and everything about him was just an absolute pleasure.
So where am I up to now?
That's four. You got one more.
Oh, yeah. This is so hard. I want to do another one here, but I also want to do another one out. I'm taking one extra.
Yeah.
Sloan Martin.
Yeah. Sloan on with Adam and Jordan today.
I saw.
Jordan today.
Yep. Was good stuff.
Yep.
And then Laura Oakes.
Yeah. All great people.
Yeah.
All outside of Dave. we did not get back to Closest You Came to Leave.
Oh, that was it with Bob and Daphne.
That was
here.
It. Yeah, that was
I mean,
it. Did you ever have a job offer, though?
You know me. I am wildly honest, Chad. You know
I
am.
Yeah.
So I went through a deep depression in that time. I really did. I really sunk.
That is really sad.
I'm
very sorry.
And I took a lot of sick time, and I marked, don't laugh, and I marked on my calendar good days, bad days, and I finally just stopped coming to work. And I went to the doctor.
How could we tell the difference right there? Okay.
I went to a psychiatrist who helped me tremendously. And she wrote a note. If I would have had Sheldon, then he would have done the same. But she wrote me a note.
Sheldon would have showed up here.
Yeah. She wrote me a note to take 4 weeks off. It was a short-term mental health disability.
Yeah.
4 weeks. And I went home and I walked and I prayed and I did yoga.
Yeah.
And I went to AA and I tried to eat better. I lost so much weight because I was so nervous, which is really weird. It was like, who are you? What happened to Susie? And when I came out of it, I came back here and we had a meeting in the conference room. And they said to me as I was coming back, is there anything I wanted to say? And I said, well, I just hope that coming back, we can all treat each other a little more kindly.
Yeah.
More kindness. That's
seems appropriate.
You know what that Daphne said to me?
Biatch.
She said, so business as usual. And I'm like, you snot. What a snot. But again, that was a very pivotal moment. That could have gone either way. And I'm super grateful that I did what I did. I got in touch with Francie upstairs. I made the steps
Yeah.
I took the time
That's
off.
That's great.
And that was, you know, here I am.
Let's give some of the words here. Edgy, irreplaceable, plucky, seductive, fantastic, classy, sassy, energetic, fabulous, scrumptious, vixen, great laugh, hottie toddy, delightful, freewheeling, feisty, unique, bobcat, favorite, snack, spunky, smile worthy, charismatic, authentic, sassy, hot, so hot, delightful, real, sassy, genuine, meh, fun, hilarious, delightful, inquisitive, sexy, herself, inspirational, lovely, happy, workaholic. No, let's get
on
there.
Yeah, let's ease up on that one.
Okay.
Thank you. That was really nice to people listening because I love this place. You know I do. And
right.
I give it my best. Even though I take a lot of vacation,
do you?
Love this place.
When I was hired to take over the 9 to noon shift, did you want to hate me?
No, gosh, no. That was 2009, and that was when everything jumped around. No, I mean, it was a little startling for folks that might remember Jeff McKinney, Don Shelby. There was a whole shakeup of the lineup then, and Wendy Paulson said, we need you back down in the newsroom. And I was grateful to not lose my job. That's the one thing about working somewhere 29 years in broadcasting. Yep. That's a long time. I know Hauser said 33 years, but a lot of times – you know, people come and go, new managers come, and they like you, and you're out the door. So I kept my head down and rolled with the punches, little rope-a-dope.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali's here.
Okay. Did you have your most fun here with Eleanor?
We had a lot of fun. Yeah. We got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because she...
Biggest trouble, the two of you, what did you do?
She and I were interviewing someone who was a call girl, otherwise known as a prostitute, who worked with, was a friend of, hung with the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
And
did we tell tales?
Oh, boy.
Really?
And Eleanor enjoyed using words like dangly bits for parts of a man's body. No, I'm saying it, but Wendy was like, "Man, you guys cannot say that." And you can, and then I think Eleanor asked her, I don't know if I can say this.
Go ahead.
Like, what was something that was surprising about Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Okay.
And she said that he liked to have sex in different ways. But she said, like to do it in the...
in the you-know-where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a little outrageous.
I can't imagine Wendy. Sweet, kind Wendy handled that one.
Anyway, we kind of pushed the envelope.
Yeah.
Eleanor and I.
Every day when you're here, you make me happy.
Oh.
Every day you do something where Dave and I are like,
what the hell?
And I want you on the show every day. I do. I blew up today, so he's gone. I was happy for him getting a show, and I just said right away, it's got to be Susie. And the show is just so much better when you're a part of it. Oh. And you're a great friend, too. And
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
All right.
Susie's hosting tomorrow.
Yes.
9 to noon in honor of 29 years here. So that's fantastic. Let's pause. Jason's coming up very soon. Listen, Jason is bringing it today. He's got a very summer look. It is summer out there. It's 81. You're matching it.
It's too hot.
Oh, stop. It's flawless outside.
Come on. That is crazy. That is the words of a man who has been in this room for 3 hours. You go outside.
He's a truth teller. Is it because it's too late in the year? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just objectively like a little humid. Hot.
So that chick said you came in the room with two virile, handsome men like the two of us?
Could be.
Yeah. Could be.
It's a little chilly in the building, actually.
The temperature in this place is unpredictable.
Very unpredictable.
You have no idea. So if this was every day, 81 with a hint of humidity.
Oh, I'd be all right with that.
You'd be okay with that?
Yeah, I'd get used to it, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not. Look.
Your partner in crime wants it. 47, so he can wear his little hoodie.
He's an absolute loon.
Yeah, he is a loon. Yeah.
You know?
He is.
I think Four Seasons is sort of overrated.
Oh, Dave, you're with him, right? Overrated. Four Seasons.
Oh, for sure.
I think people, what we do is we construct this whole thing to make us feel better about our miserable existence. Right? You're like, you know what I love?
Okay, Brad Lane, if that's not a promo for the Jason DeRusha show there, then step down.
Right? What are we even doing?
What is the Jason DeRusha show?
What is it about?
All about.
What is it about?
We make up stuff to deal with our miserable life.
Speaking of
Jason, 3 to 6.
Rick Capello will be joining us at 4:30.
Oh, this is his series or his profile on this state, right?
Precarious state.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that conversation.
It should be good.
Here he is. Here comes the loon who wants it 37 so he can have the hoodie and his astronomy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.